Cortez Pollard here. Kevin Carter over Skype. Mr. Carter. I know this is a loaded question, but how are you doing today, sir?
It's a nice day. Pretty day outside. Shouldn't we just go ahead and call this the quarantine edition of the Balls in Your Court podcast?
Say, self-isolating, quarantine, social distancing. So we're doing our part.
Doing this over Skype. Because if we were doing it live together, we'd have had to sit 6 feet apart.
Yes, that's the rule. So, to everybody around the world, we just wants to say, staying strong. It's hard. I know it's hard. I'm fortunate that I'm still working because I know a lot of people that ain't. And including the one who I'm talking to on the show right now, he's pulling tooth and nails to try to get his stuff taken care of. And it's just a scary and terrible situation to be in and kind of be on hold due to this coronavirus. This pandemic has kind of caused a lot of issues right now. So it's just bizarre to see how many people are affected by the situation. So once again, we want to thank you for listening. And we're just going to take some time and talk a little bit. There's a lot that's been happening in free agency and how far it's ready to go. And we're going to start off with some topics here. But I know Kevin is doing well. Making sure he's in good spirits.
I bought some good spirits earlier today, so definitely be in them later.
Yeah, so I'm telling you. All right, well, let's get it started, man. I'm sure everybody know the big news that just happened. Tom Brady is a Buccaneer. He has left the New England Patriots and is going down to Florida. Going down to, I guess you can consider Tampa kind of central South Florida, whatever you want to call it. It's in the variation.
Look, it's just like every other old person from New England. What happens eventually? They move to frickin' Florida.
So, man, your thoughts about Tom Brady being a Buck, man? Did you, I know we heard the murmurs and stuff going through the grapevine that he was considering going to be a Buccaneer, but your thoughts about this overall, man, about him going to the Bucs?
Not surprised. It's a good place for him weapon wise. They have a lot of good weapons down there with Evans and Goodwin and they're running back by committee. But they're a pretty solid football team. Their defense is halfway decent. So it's one of those perfect start over places, if you want to say, or just a place where you can go and finish out your career. It's pretty good for that because they wanted to move on from Jameis Winston,
right?
And it's a good spot. If they don't turn over the ball last year as much as they did, Tampa might have made the playoffs.
But I agree.
Because Jameis going 30 for 30, they needed somebody that wanted to take care of the ball, and Tom's notorious for being able to do that. But yeah, he's got some weapons. Weather's a lot nicer. It may prolong his career. We've heard about people going from cold weather places to warm weather places and it helping their body as far as their body goes and everything. We know how much of a stickler Tom is for that kind of stuff. So it is a good move on his part.
Yeah, and once you get Tom Brady coming to your team, the whole dynamic of your team changed, and the culture is going to change. He's going to bring accountability to the Bucs and everything like that. So it's going to be great to see from that aspect, just to see the change of culture and see how it's going to work and how he's going to hold others accountable. And we already know about Bruce Arians. He's really good with quarterbacks in the first place, and he's got 2,000-yard receivers to work with, and Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. So, I think along with that, you'd be impressed. But, Kevin, I think the player to watch out for with the Bucs here, because we know how Tom Brady is a tight end whisperer. What about O.J. Howard, man?
O.J.'s going to become his new best friend if O.J. can stay healthy and keep a good head on the shoulder.
He's
going to be Tom's new best friend. And it's a good fit for Tom. As far as skill position players wise go, now the thing is, can their O line hold up? That's Tampa's big question. I guarantee in the draft, they're going to draft a lineman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they have to. And the good thing about Tom Brady, he does get the ball out quick to kind of help. I know everybody like, well, he ain't got the deep ball anymore. Well, you really don't need a deep ball. Some of these receivers are good at yards after the catch anyway. So I'm not really too worried about, you know, him not throwing a deep ball. He's got some, you know, his best wide receiver core he had in years. So
it's just curious though how he's going to be in a different system. Now is when that thing that we always talked about comes up.
Right.
Was it Brady or is it the system? So now's that thing to where we get to see. But the bad part is we didn't get to see it from Tom earlier in a different system in his career. Now we're kind of getting the back end of it.
Right.
But now it's kind of going to be that curious thing to see that if they plop somebody right in the system in New England and they still do well, mm-hmm. and Tom struggles a little bit in Tampa, will it give that thing that people have been saying that is a little bit of Bill and a little bit of Tom? Not all Tom, not all Bill.
Right.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. I mean, like you said, you brought up a good point about the age. Is that going to be the cop-out excuse? Like, well, he's up in age now, so I don't know how we can evaluate that. But, you know, I'm pretty sure that's going to be tossed out as well, too. So you're really not going to have a good feel to how he is going to react out of Bill Belichick's system. So
if he struggles, it's definitely going to be about the age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be two things. If Tom struggles, it's going to be age. And it's going to be that system that isn't built for him.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the two big, gigantic things you'll hear if he struggles.
Well, the good thing I know we kind of been bashing Tom over the years on the podcast, but he does got great instincts for a quarterback. So that's one thing, you know, he had to get the ball out quick. So I think that's one thing.
And he's hella smart, too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be curious. It's going to be curious to see. I still don't think Tampa makes the playoffs, but that's just me.
What about this battle between him and Breeze, man? They're in the same division now. Drew Breeze.
Oh, Lordy. He's there with now Cam's not in Carolina anymore. But that whole division going to be – all division is going to be a dogfight, so that division will be fun to watch.
Yeah, can you believe that there? And Kevin, we're from here, and yeah, I live in the area near the area specifically, but there are some Buccaneers fans that's actually criticizing this. There were some that was really on the Jameis train, man. There were really some Bucs fans that was really upset about them letting go of Jameis. Like they
I know one right off the bat that was mad about this Tom Brady thing. He goes, "Why?" John texts me as soon as it happened. He goes, "Why? Why are they going after a 42-year-old quarterback?" I said, "Because it's Tampa, man." I said, "Everybody up north moves there, so they just figured they'd give him a head start."
Right, right. So
that's what I told him. I said, "They just giving him a head start." "But you'll just it's a wait and see thing because I'm not 100% sure it was the right move either."
Mm-hmm.
Moving on, Jameis, I would have done the same thing. But Brandon and Tom, I just don't know if that's the right move for them.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but we'll see. We'll
see how it works out. All right, another quarterback on the move, Phillip Rivers, Colts.
Everybody's on the move.
I'm telling you, 1 year and $25 million. Phillip Rivers had a hunch. You kind of had a hunch that his time was over because you know, they was talking about him selling his home and everything like that, and so you just had a feeling that, you know, his thoughts is over with that. So
he moved to Florida.
Yeah. So what do you think about the Phillip Rivers to the Colts? I mean, it's a 1 year deal.
It's off because he tortures Jacksonville. Now he gets to play him two times a year.
Oh, man. So.
But that's a good thing for them, too. They didn't really have a quarterback. So it to bring in a guy like Phillip, who, like Drew, is on the back end of his career.
Mm-hmm.
They got that veteran in there. The good thing about them is they actually have a very good backup. If Brissett has to play, they know he can play.
Right.
So it's a good move for him, though. It makes sense that the Colts would bring him in. It's just funny that the guy we mentioned earlier, Newton, Cam hasn't even gotten a sniff. And Jameis Winston hasn't even gotten a sniff from anybody. So it's a little weird. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey. Let's get all the old white quarterbacks, and we'll sign them. But some of these younger black guys, we're not going to sign. It doesn't click with me why they're still out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of black quarterbacks, how about Teddy Bridgewater to the Panthers for 3 years and $63 million? What do you think about Teddy Bridgewater?
Best move.
Like that move?
Yeah, it's a great move. We should have signed Teddy last year here. You could have got him for a hell of a lot cheaper than you got Nick Blows for, and he's 100 times better. And he proved it when he had to come in and play in New Orleans.
Right.
Teddy Bridgewater is the best quarterback signing of the whole class this year. Whoever got Teddy was going to get a deal, and they did.
Yeah. All right.
People are mad about that because it was at the expense of Cam Newton. Oh, well. Carolina was done with Cam. Carolina was like, look, you've done all we can do. We want to move on.
Right.
Like they always say, it's a business.
Yeah.
Teams ain't loyal to these guys. Teams ain't loyal to the players.
Right.
Players aren't loyal to the teams. It's all about the almighty dollar for everybody.
Oh.
So if you're going to go make that jack, go. If a team got let go of somebody so somebody else can come in and they don't do that, fine. That's just the way it is. You can't get so emotionally invested into it that you don't look at it from the business angle.
Right.
And the bad part is a lot of players get in their feelings real quick nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, I know you saw the videos that, you know, Cam Newton posting and sleeping on them. I know. I really hope it does work out for him wherever his next place may be. So, I mean, this question I was going to ask you, by the way. I do too.
But how much money have they already paid you?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get all in your feelings because you got to go somewhere else.
So, and I'm sure you'll answer this with easiness, but you're a team out there looking for a quarterback, and there's a few. Who do you take a chance on, Cam Newton or Jameis Winston? And what team do you, if you wasn't foresee that, do you see a team out there taking a chance on any two of these guys?
I thought Miami would already bring in one of them by now.
Mm-hmm.
But we all know what Miami is focusing on. They're focusing on a draft. There's a few teams out there that I would think they'd be good fits for, but some of them are trying to go. Like, there's been rumors around here that they were looking at Jameis and Cam to come in here, but we've got Minshew, and I think they want to try to build a team around Minshew at least for a year to see what they have.
Right.
So there's just a lot of teams that do need a quarterback, but they have a young guy already there.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to test it and see if they can do anything? But they'll land on their feet pretty soon,
right?
Because I think both of them deserve a spot.
Yeah, they both deserve a spot.
To go somewhere to be given another chance.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely think Cam can go somewhere and probably be a backup. Right now, I know he don't want to do that. He wants to start. Jameis still got enough talent enough where someone can just control his turnovers, and that's a big.
And he had the eye surgery, so maybe that helped.
LASIK, man. Hey, wish I can afford it. Glad to struggle, but no.
Denver would be a nice place for one of them.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of the same boat with y'all. Like, just kind of give him lots and see what he does for a year or two. They already kind of made a lot of moves. We'll get into Denver's moves here in a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see have one of these guys to kind of take them on, even Newton. But like I said, Newton is not going. Yeah, Chargers is a good spot. I mean,
Raiders. But we all know where some of these teams are trying to go in the draft.
Right.
So, it's like people are waiting for the draft, and after the draft, you'll see these two guys go somewhere.
What about the Pats? You think the Pats take a chance on one of these guys?
I don't know. Well, they got rid of somebody already. Like, they got rid of their backup quarterback from, or they signed somebody and then they got rid of
Brian Hoyer.
So I think, like I said, they're another one that's, they got this young kid and they're going to see what they can do with it.
Right.
Because they don't know what they have.
No, no.
The only reason we know, we think they know what they have is because they've seen him every day in practice.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know what they have. So it's going to be curious. This season, if it eventually kicks off, it's going to be fun. it'll be different just to see the whole landscape change.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be just different. And speaking of something else, too, on the Bears traded for your guy, well, your former
Thank
guy,
God.
Nick Foles. The Bears traded for Nick Foles. And the coaching staff admit that's going to be a competition between him and Trubisky.
A real pick for Nick Foles. We got more for Nick Foles than we got for Calais Campbell. Go figure.
Hey, so what do you think about this open competition between him and Mr. Trubisky?
Have fun.
Oh, man.
Have fun, Chicago.
Well, they listen, I guess they're not excited with the growth that they see in Trubisky. So I don't know what.
Their offensive line's terrible. Your main receiver's hurt a lot of the time.
Yeah.
You haven't gained time to grow. They had the 1 year where they blew up, and that was based on their defense playing well, and then their defense just fell off the side of the earth yet last year.
Yeah.
And Robinson only played, what, 8 games?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hard to do when you don't have consistency everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. But, hey, y'all want Nick Foles? Take him. Y'all even wanted his contract. We'd be more than happy to throw him right over there to you. Thank you.
Hey, just give him a gift like, here you go. You can just take him.
Thank you. I gave you some nachos.
All right. Hey, another one. Now we're going to a receiver. Amari Cooper signs a deal with Dallas, 5 years, $100 million. And I don't know if you got online and see Rex Ryan comments. He slammed signing. Yeah. And he calls Amari Cooper a turd. Your thoughts on Rex Ryan's candid press conference or his comments?
Rex Ryan's turd.
And what you think about Amari Cooper? Do you think that he's a turd and does he disappear from time to time? Or what? Because I know a few Dallas fans was like, ooh. I know a few that's like, I don't know about this sign.
Amari Cooper disappears from time to time because your quarterback disappears from time to time. There was a game where he didn't even look his way until like the fourth quarter. And by then it was too late. So is it Amari Cooper disappearing or is it Dak that disappears? See what I mean? You blame. We always blame a wide receiver for these disappearing acts or where is he? Why? What's going on? Well, he's got to have this guy throw him the ball. He just can't go and get the ball. He has to have someone throw it to him. And if the guy throwing it to him is playing poor, then of course you're not going to see the receiver go nuts because the guy throwing in the ball is crap.
You don't believe in Dak?
Hell no, I don't believe in Dak.
They need to offer him a contract, man. I want the Cowboys off the contract.
When we talked about this, who was the people I said sign first? I said, you sign Amari Cooper first. You give him the money. That way, he's there, and Dak has a weapon to throw the ball to. And then Dak has the weapons, and then he has to go and prove it.
Well,
he didn't prove me nothing last year.
Not them having Zeke for it, because Zeke was in his contract disputes with the Cowboys. And then they
gave Zeke too much money. You're gonna yell about a wide receiver disappearing when your philosophy on offense was run the ball all the time because you had Ezekiel Elliott and an offensive line, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden you're bitching about the wide receiver and you haven't paid your quarterback. So that just means to tell me that you did it all ass backwards.
I still think the Cowboys are going to offer a contract, though, that cut press time. They're going to come with a contract.
Zeke should have been the last person that you paid because he's a running back. And running backs, as we all know, come and go. I know everybody's going to be like, but it's Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, sir.
Yeah, it is. Zeke is like a top 3-4 running back in NFL. You got to pay that guy, don't you?
Yes, but then all I got to do is tell you, why don't you go look at L.A. just did. Was it Todd Gurley? Top one, two, or three running back just not a few years ago? Now where is he? Oh, that's right. He got that big, gigantic contract, got cut. Now he's playing in Atlanta. Exactly. Huh? That's why you don't pay running backs this big, gigantic amounts of money. Because they have these one or two good years. Because at any time, snap, they could be gone.
Yeah.
Amari Cooper's been in the league how many years? He's been a 1,000-yard receiver how many times? Exactly. Just saying.
Isaac won't call the man a turd, but there's been
times. No, he's not a turd at all. He's not a turd at all. Rex Ryan was an idiot for saying that. Yeah, that's why Rex Ryan's sitting in the studio and ain't coaching anymore.
Yeah, I want to go off and sound the man, calling the man a turd or whatnot. But
he does
from time to time disappear. So, and there was a time, and even the last game of the season, they took him out. So that's on the coaching staff too for taking him out.
Exactly. And it's on Dak for not throwing the ball to him.
So, but
just saying.
Hey, man, we'll see how it works out. I think he did it from time to time. I think they should offer Dak a contract. Cowboys should have some debt with some D linemen. They both came from Carolina, McCoy and Poe. So, I mean, the Cowboys doing all right. I mean, but I just don't know when they're going to offer Dak a contract. But Kevin's saying no.
They're not.
I think they should.
But they're not.
Yeah.
They're not going to until he's going to play the year out under what they got him under the tag.
The tag, yep. Yep.
So he already signed it.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't get a deal done,
right,
he's going to play under that.
Yeah.
Which is what you should be doing anyway, is making him play under that, because you've already locked up the two guys that you should have locked up already.
Mm-hmm.
Let him play under that. Let him prove himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then if he proves himself this year, and goes balls to the wall and goes all out, then you know you got something.
Right.
But as far as it goes, him playing last year, knowing this year was the year he was going to get a contract, he kind of disappeared a lot at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saying.
Cowboys should have won that division. I don't know how they let the Eagles come back and win that division. But
easily. They disappeared.
Yeah. There you go. It was just stunning how that division was probably the worst division of football last year.
Yeah, they
usually that they're
the bad thing,
good. And the game was still pretty good, to be honest, between all of them.
Yeah,
it's crazy. The NFC,
but the Cowboys go as Zeke goes.
Yeah,
if Zeke don't go, and they had to rely on Dak, that's when it got sketchy.
Yeah. Kevin, I'm letting you know I'm treating the game behind me. The Jaguars beat my Broncos
9-3.
Hey, speaking of Jaguars, guess what? I'm going to let Kevin sign off on the Jaguars.
Did you take Nick Foles off?
I think Minshew was playing quarterback.
There we go.
So
is he going to come back at the end of it and throw a touchdown? Like you did in the regular game?
Yeah. all right,
Kevin, it's so much fun to watch.
I'm going to go ahead and let you sign off on your Jaguars. And before you sign off, by the way, your quarterback, nice Instagram picture, by the way, with the Jaguar King. That was hella hilarious. No. I'm not going to lie. That was pretty funny.
They sent Jaguars made that out and sent it right after all the Tiger King stuff was coming on.
Put on the T-shirt, man. Put on the T-shirt.
Oh, yeah, they do, you know Jacksonville. They're quick to put something on a T-shirt.
That's straight Florida, man. Well, go ahead, tell me Jaguars, man.
The moves they made were just blah. They finally done what I said and went and got a middle linebacker. So Sherbert coming in to play middle linebacker moves Miles back to the outside, where he should have been playing anyway, which is smart. My thing is, I don't have a clue what they're going to do in the draft. They got all these draft picks, but they still got the same shitty ass people making the picks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to think about us getting loaded. And then we have the Yannick Ngakoue situation where it's going on where he just don't want to be here. And he's trying his best just to get out. Again, but the Jaguars are like, well, we can still sign him. I'm like, no, you can't, Brad. You don't want to be here no more. Just let it go and get what you can out of it. Get some type of trade value out of it, which – I think we've heard now is Jaguars want somebody to offer a first round pick for him.
Mm-hmm.
And which is worth it. Getting a 25-year-old pass rusher that's already proved that he could be pretty good. So if you're a team with a later first round pick, I heard the Eagles, Seattle wanted to do some different flippy floppy thing with it or whatever. But I just, the faith that they'll do something when the draft comes around just isn't there for me. And I'm like, the only good part is that we see how much LA's over there tanking, and they're going to be bad next year too. So my thing is, well, hell, we're going to get two top 10 picks next year. Mind you, we may suck so much that we get number one, but it's just, I have no faith. Like, zero.
Yeah, man, y'all kind of traded a bunch of y'all four away, and it's...
We gave y'all... You guys got Boye.
Yeah. Thank you,
by the way. We let Calais go so he could at least try to win a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent him to a good... I think still that was a good faith move on our part. Just because we were like, hey, Calais, restructure, or we can give you a chance to go somewhere and win. And I think Calais saw the writing on the wall, and he went and we gave him a good faith deal to send him to Baltimore.
Right.
But the Nick Foles was my most exciting moment of the whole friggin' free agency. I was like, get this muff out of here. And it they got him out, and I was happy. So that's been the only thing for me being sitting at home was when I got that news. I was like, hooray! Yes! We got rid of him. But I just don't know where we're going to go into draft because we have so many holes that need to be filled. So, yeah.
No, but as far as
do anything. So it was like no free agent moves whatsoever because really we didn't have the money until we got rid of all the until we traded everybody. But I do like getting Sherbert from Cleveland. He's a good middle linebacker. Led the league in tackles.
Mm-hmm.
Does good against the run, and allows Miles to go back to the outside where Miles succeeded.
Hmm. Good. All right. Well, hope they don't stretch it too bad like they already have. But
I ain't even worried about that now. Whatever. I can take another game to London for all I care.
Yeah. Speaking of Kevin, I know I'm a. Talk a little bit about my team. They made some moves. Bronco trade for Melvin Gordon III, Jarrell Casey, and AJ Bue, as Kevin Dunn mentioned. And we signed Nick Vannett from Pittsburgh, and then Graham Gasol, he came from the Lions. And then we signed Shelby Davis. So good team they kind of building around Drew Locke and Von Miller. We do get Bradley Chubb back, you know, so, you know, he was out with that ACL injury. And so it's good to have him back. But I think the Broncos, the move, I do like it. Depending on what they do in the draft here, you see they're trying to go. They're going to be competitive. They're going to be a team to watch. They can probably get a wild card spot next year, what I feel like. So I'm very interested to see how they're going to do with this. I know everybody kind of questioned about the Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay dynamic. I like it too, and I think they give him Philip Lindsay about 2 years. See if they're gonna make transition to him or they're gonna transition to Gordon. So I don't think it cut off this time. I think Royce Freeman is gone because that's pretty much what was going to be. Yeah. You're also about
to. Melvin just provides that different dynamic that Lindsay does because we all know how good Melvin can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Yeah.
So he just adds that little dynamic. That makes it kind of where you can plug him in with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
I just ain't drafting either one of them in fantasy.
No, oh yeah, I don't mind you. Tell me a little bit about AJ and then Jarrell. I know they play in your division and one played on your team. Talk to me a little bit about both of them. I know you probably watch a lot of football with those two guys.
AJ still's got some skills left, so and I was sad to see him go. Because I thought they would have kept him around. It's probably another one of them things to where they were like, hey, we can restructure you, or we can try to get you in the best situation that we can get you in. Mm-hmm. And AJ would just try to get me somewhere. So, but it was AJ still got a few years left in him to play. He's still a good corner. Okay. He just like he said last year, a lot of stuff hurt them when Jalen did his thing, and then the whole defense just suffers from that. But I think AJ's still a good ball player. Was he what he was in 2016 and 2017 when he was with Texas, and then when he came here? I don't know. I don't think he's that good anymore. But I think he's still a solid a two cornerback.
Okay. Yeah, it hurt me because we let go one of our longtime veterans, Chris Harris Jr. It's gonna be crazy to see him in a Chargers uniform next year.
But I don't think the fall off's gonna be too much between Harris and Boye. I don't think there'll be a lot of fall off between the two. Yeah, it's just I know Harris was loved in Denver.
He really was. You know, he was very vocal about the contrast, and he was like, "Hey, I don't." You know, people respond to him on Twitter, and he was like, "Man, we want you to stay." He's like, "Hey, tell that to Elway." But you can just tell he's just getting a little bit older, and I guess Elway just really had a choice. He was, you know, the writing was on the wall once we acquired Kareem Jackson from the Texans. So I was like, "It's probably gonna be his last year." And
Kareem's not a bad ball player either.
Right.
He's pretty decent too. He's right along the lines of all three of those guys are about the same. It's just the amount of money one would command it over the other, and right. that's basically what it was.
Right. So, Kevin, man, I was about to ask you about this NFL draft. There's been talks about the NFL draft that it will be a virtual draft experience for prospects. Two notes to make that EA Sports will create a virtual moment for other prospect walk on the stage to meet the commissioner, and then each prospect would choose a high school to receive $2,500 grant towards their football program, which that's pretty cool, by the way.
It's pretty cool how they're doing it this year. It's a lot better than having a boat take the guys out to the podium and somebody maybe falling off of it.
You didn't like that?
No, because I can picture some idiot jumping into the water.
Hey, it's got to be someone like a Gronk character, right?
You know, there's some fool that would just jump straight in the freaking water.
No, listen, with this whole coronavirus stuff going on, they're getting a little bit creative. They're, you know, everything's affecting everybody. But, you know, I like this. I like this prospect. You know, listen, we're in a day of digital age, and it should be used. You know, we're having something that's hindering this to do this for experience. So, yeah, man, listen, I'm all for it. I'll tune in, and I'm glad that they're doing this grant toward the football program. That's pretty cool, man. That goes a long way. You know, I play football, and we was lucky.
Especially now.
Yeah, and we was lucky to have a Trace McGrady to donate money to our football program. You know, we got new jersey, new cleats, and all that. Once he got that big paycheck from Orlando, he really dropped money to like new uniforms and you know, getting the field redone and everything like that. We had more practice stuff with our facilities and the fields and everything like that. So a lot of that stuff was upgraded due to Trace McGrady. So this is pretty cool to NFL to do that, to donate, you know, $2,000. You know, this could be new jerseys, new cleats, knee pads, thigh pads.
Facility upgrades. It'll be good for every team that gets a grant.
Right. So I'm actually digging that, man. That's pretty cool, man. So it's gonna be interesting to see how that's gonna play out. But, shoot, man. I mean, I don't know, man. This, you know, this whole mess is doing this, and now considering that we don't NFL, the NBA is considering going to Las Vegas and host the entire playoff from there. So they just forego regular season and then just kind of go to the NBA playoffs. There's been a lot of rooms. They're going to do a one and done. They're going to do sudden death, which I'm not a fan of. You know.
No.
This ain't college. This ain't college basketball. Leave that to college NCAA management. Don't do
that. No, because if you do a one and done with some of these guys, the way that they've been laid off and laid out, and some of them, like Giannis said, he don't even got a basketball goal at his house.
That's crazy. Yeah. He must live in some kind of like.
How did he not have
that? that is probably, yeah, got, we know it's probably still snowing in Milwaukee too, so.
I don't think he's in Milwaukee though. I think he's at somebody else's house. But I think, but I'm just like, some of these guys aren't even doing anything. They're just sitting on their butts. So you can't do a one and done. If you would do best two out of three, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I would do, what I would do is best two out of three every round. And then once you got to the conference final, make it best three out of five. And then the finals, you could do seven games.
Well, I think it's more on their part because, you know, Las Vegas and Orlando is the two places that have the most hotels. So you can kind of,
yeah, well, that's what I would do. Space. Well, that's what I would do. Play the West in Las Vegas, play the East in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not Orlando right now because y'all are a hot spot. Yeah. But but play it in a centralized location that's not very, very hit with anything. Mm-hmm. And play the East there, play the West over there. Do what I said, do two out of three for the first rounds. Next round, do two or three. Conference finals, do three out of five. And then when the finals comes up, do the best four out of seven.
Yep. I'm okay with that. But, you know, this is madness, man. What do you say?
I said you already know who's basically making the playoffs.
Basically, the seeds are already there. I know the West had like a couple seeds at the bottom that was trying to do the whole little run, you know, so that sucks. But for the most part, you know, the teams that's already locked in should just already give it a go.
Exactly. Let them go at it. Let them just let them go. I know they want to try to push it because I know the reason they want to do it, and I know the reason they want to put the season on hold is because after all this is over, everybody's clamoring for something.
Yeah.
Because football's not going far away as far as them starting up everything. So basketball wanted to take advantage. So in August, go into late July, early August with their stuff. That way, we had that good crossover, and the NBA will be the one and only big things on besides regular season basketball or baseball. Right. The regular season baseball don't mean nothing. The only reason it'll mean something now is because everybody will be like, we can watch a sport. So, but I get why the NBA is wanting to do it. I just wish they could do something. If you're going to do it, just do it start in May and just get everything kicked off in May. Play a couple of like regular season games that if you have it close between an 8 and 9 seed or a 7, 8, and 9 seed that can make a difference, play a few games.
Yeah.
Let everybody play a few tune-up games and then bam, go into the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be good. You know, just shut up, see, and let a few teams play each other, and then boom, just go to the playoffs.
I don't want to see guys after 2 months being laid off trying to go in and play playoff games. I'd rather see them get in some tune-up games and then, bam, go into the playoffs. Because we all know the intensity goes into the playoffs, up in the playoffs, and when these guys not been playing for the first season, injuries could pop.
Yeah.
So I'd want them to play some tune-up games, get their legs back on the road first, then we shoot into the playoffs.
Now, hey, I was going to ask you a funny question because we had the lockout back in the late 90s, and they was putting a bet on like who's going to come back and gain the most weight. Because you remember when that happened, Sean Kemp blew up. He hadn't played for my Magic.
Yeah, Sean Kemp.
He blew up. So my question to you, man, what athlete or NBA player you gonna come back and see is gonna be blown up if we?
Obama, 350.
Who?
I mean, not Obama. What's the big tall ass fucker from Taco? Taco gonna come back 350.
Hey, my bet. My bet is on it's either Zion Williamson or Nikola Jokic.
Zion gonna come back 400 pounds.
Listen, Zion is in New Orleans. They cook each type of seafood, and that boy eats seafood. And then we saw Jokic came back overweight and was still doing people. He's a hero, man. That dude had like 5 cheesesteaks and 2 freaking Bud Lights and still schooling people. Then now, you know, the NBA season, he's back in shape. So it's like, I feel for him, man, because now he's probably sitting on the couch and eating terrible. And still doing people, bro. Listen, Listen, as a chubby guy, I admire what this man is doing, man. This man can eat whatever he want and still school people. And Jokic.
You give me hope.
So, but yeah, Zion is one of those guys, man.
Zion. Zion, where you at now? 450.
Hey, once he got dropped New Orleans, I said, oh boy. Jambalaya, gumbo, crawfish.
Zion coming in a hefty 326 exactly. pounds.
Hey, a dosage of Old Bay seasoning on everything. Hey, no surprise.
He ate four of those king cakes there during freaking Mardi Gras.
Hey, I still want to guard that guy. I'm making all these big jokes about him. Listen, man. It's big guy on big guy crime. I can make a big guy joke about Zion. So get off my back. Kevin can't say anything about him. Kevin's slim.
I can make fun of fat people and skinny people. Yeah. I'm allowed to go eat away with it.
Yeah. Kevin, like, I'm exempt. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. I'm exempt from not being able to make fun of anybody.
Oh, God. And as we need to add, man, anything we got?
But here's the biggest thing, and we're a sports podcast, so naturally we're going to talk about sports. But after 9/11, and I'm not comparing this to 9/11 in any way, mm-hmm. but after 9/11, sports was a big, gigantic thing that brought everybody back together. And the reason all these sports and everything want to kick back up is because they know they're one of the biggest essential things to American culture that brings us back together, to where these are the biggest groups of gatherings of people that we have, our sporting events. So we all know when everything gets back to normal, which it will, and when everything kicks back off, every game's going to sell out, even the crappy teams. People are going to want to go, and people are going to want to be around each other.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be safe when we get back to normal, or when we get back to where we can actually have these things come back on. But man, is it difficult just not to have it? Like, we appreciate when we get to watch them on TV and these athletes do their thing and all of this stuff. But when it's taken away from you, is when you understand that, hey, this is a big, gigantic piece of what America is. You take away our sports and our stuff like that, and you take away part of the identity of what people like me, you, and millions of others do, and that's we associate everything with sports, and that's our getaway. Mm-hmm. Without our getaways, you can see what we're doing. We're stressing over people getting too close to you and coughing. We're stressing over you can't get money coming in. And it's just, I can't wait to have the remedy of sports come back on. That way we can all try to get back to a feeling of normalcy.
Yeah. And to add on what Kevin said, listen, man, I took the day off. I took Thursday off to go watch my match play the Bulls. Had it all planned out. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, to the Chili Cheese Steak spot I used to go to. Had it all planned out. Yes, man, it's great. I'm just, you know, I had like a great interview with a job that I had lined up, talking to about a job and everything like that. So I just felt like, oh, man, this is, you know, perfect. I'm like, let me watch a Magic game, relax, celebrate, have a few drinks, and enjoy myself.
And then,
boom, Rudy Gobert news hit that he's got the coronavirus. And so I was like, well, no sports. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe this will be about a couple of weeks or something like that. But a couple of weeks going to turn into a month. Now a month's going to turn into 2 months. And then Kevin said, yeah, this is affecting not only the American people, but the whole world. You know, we got, you know, soccer being held up. We got baseball being held up. Football is discussed. Even they're put into August. They're discussing about
if this shit touches my football, I'm going to be pissed.
So, trust me, man, it sucks, man. You know, I'm a big sports guy. Kevin's a big sports guy. And it's just the way, like Kevin said, sports is that great equalizer, that divide, that that, you know, unites us all. Lately, I've been reading a bunch of political posters, you know, wherever side you're on. It's just, and people, you know, they, you know, I've seen people that's now, you know, attacking certain ethnicities and stuff like that. The world's in a crazy place right now.
And the bad part is right now we have nothing to do. So now everything that comes on, everyone focuses on it. And most of it is negative.
Yeah.
And the bad part is society right now is becoming negative.
Mm-hmm.
Negative about money, negative about the economy, negative about politics, negative about your next door neighbor not mowing your yard. It's becoming a negative world right now. You go to Walmart and people are negative trying to run you over just so they can go and get a damn roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
You can't pay your bills in toilet paper, people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that much shitty. You don't need that much toilet paper.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And stop taking all the damn chicken from the aisles, too. Because we know you're panicking. Because the damn meat is iffy, but the seasoning is still there. So damn it, y'all stop taking all the shit.
But yeah, like Kevin mentioned, man, it's just bizarre, man. And listen, I know there's a lot of people, including the guy I'm talking to, you know, they have a job right now. And I'm very lucky, man. I'm very lucky to have a job. I'm very lucky to take advantage of overtime, you know, to kind of get me to catch up on everything. There's a lot of people that don't have work. And I don't have any advice for you but to say, but just, you know, I hope that whatever you go through, you pick up and everything goes right for you and everything like that. I know it's stressful.
And people that are working, and God bless y'all, because I can't go and do it because my immune system's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't go out and go and get a job at Walmart or Winn-Dixie or Publix. I can't go out and get one because I'm putting myself at danger.
Right.
Because I ain't worried about getting sick because I know I can try to beat the sickness. And that's me normally. But now when I'm talking to my doctor and everything like that, and I even ask him, hey, should I? And he goes, don't chance it. So I can't even go out and get another job because, you know me, I would already have done it.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I remember told I told me, you, I was like, go to Walmart.
I would have already been out. But I was told by my doctor, hey, don't chance it because we don't know how good your immune system is yet. We know that your cell counts are going up and everything like that, but we don't want you to chance it. And if you do get sick, you come straight here. We'll do the test. And the test will come back in an hour or two. And once that test is done, we will give you medicine for it. Because apparently there, well, yo, I'll tell you this later.
Yeah.
But no, I can't go and do anything. So I have to sit at home. So I've been watching all old sports because that's my happy place.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I watched the Gators win the national championships. Because I've just went back and watched old football. And one thing I would like to do is I would like to thank every single TV station, pay TV, everything like that, for knowing that this is hitting all of us and making stuff available for us to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like HBO opening up and being like, hey, you ain't got to pay for us for this month. Go and watch all you want to. Showtime giving us a month to go and watch everything. Disney Plus for taking movies that are in movie theaters and putting them on Disney Plus for us to go and watch. All the movie companies and stuff are putting, just trying to make it where it's easier on us to do. But I really want to thank ESPN because on April 19th, I'm not turning away from a damn TV for 2 hours.
I was about to do that myself, so I'm glad you brought that up. But yes, thanks.
Cannot wait for that. And as I put on Twitter, all you youngins, on April 19th, and every time they show two episodes of this, watch.
You better watch.
Because you can see who the best basketball player of time is right now, and you get to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's going to be on ESPN, you know, that Jordan documentary.
Know some youngins have time. Y'all go back and just look at Michael Jordan games.
Yeah.
Just go type in Michael Jordan. Even go watch him at 40 when he's scoring 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
Just go watch stuff.
It's a bad man, man. It's a bad man.
Learn.
And
learn.
It's an education for you young folks. Are you,
but I can't wait,
as they call it, bronsexuals. They call them bronsexuals. You
know, yeah, the bronsexuals, yes. Yeah. We know a few of them.
Yeah, know quite a bit of them.
But that's the that's the one thing I am the most excited. And you know I was excited for June to come so I could watch it. Now that they moved it up, I'm like, okay, let's just get there so I'll have something to watch. And, of course, I'm going to record it. And I'm going to go back and watch it over and over and over again. Because I'm definitely going to have time for the rest of the
time. I know that's right.
But, yeah, man, I'm ready for all this to be over with. I'm ready for all of it to be over with just so I can go and hang out with my friends again. Just so I can get out of the house, go, and just have fun with people again, because we take it so much for, everybody takes everything so much for granted that we live in a country where we're able to go and do whatever we want to do whenever we want to do it.
Yep.
And now we see that when things are taken away from us, just how hard it is, to where if we lived in other places, this is what happens in other places. They don't have the freedoms to be able to go and just go and sit down at a restaurant to eat. How much is that? That's been taken away from us.
Yeah.
And that is one of the big gigantic things that we love to do, and that's been taken away from us. We can't even go sit down in a restaurant and have a steak right now. It's just people need to cherish the little things. Cherish your elders, your grandmas, your grandpas. Because you never know when they'll be taken away from you, because this thing's affecting them the most. And you've learned to appreciate what you had before, because like we're finding out right now, in a heartbeat, it could be taken away.
Yep.
Just like that.
Yep. All right. Let's close the bad boy, because I got to run to the bathroom.
Let's close the podcast, because I got to go pee.
Yeah, number one. All right, make sure you stay tuned with me and Kevin. Follow the podcast page at Balls Not Court. You can follow me at In the Mind of CP. Kevin?
Kevin C. 2415.
All right, Balls Not Court. You can go to Podomat page by typing inthemindofcp.podomat.com. We're on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Windows, Google Play, Anchor, Spotify, many sites as well. Kevin, like to say?
Wherever you listened to us before, listen to us there now if they're still open.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Balls Not Court podcast. It's Cortez Falls with Kevin Carr. Enjoy your time and stay safe.